Hello and welcome to the first episode of To My Younger Self, To My Older Self. Now, if you've ever listened to Goldcast or various positive motivation talk, they nearly always mention seize the day, overcome your fears, and ignore other people's opinions. Relax, this podcast isn't one of those. This podcast is actually me seizing the day, putting aside my fears, and putting myself out there and creating something. Now, I'm not a therapist or a counsellor. Let me just put that out there straight away. What has inspired me to create this podcast is based on kind of my upbringing, and I come from a conservative Christian Caribbean background. My parents are both Jamaican and they came over here slightly after Inverush and met each other in Birmingham in the 1980s. So, you know, education, respect, polite speech were all paramount priorities to my parents. There's always a clear and present line between adults and children, which was never to be crossed. The aim of this podcast really is to encourage honest and open communication between the older generation and the younger generation, in the hope that both generations will learn from each other. So, I might as well start with myself and ask and answer the three questions that I aim to ask my guests on each episode on my podcast, and I'll plan and hope to have more guests sharing their interests and stories and experiences, and you know, really what they want to learn from the older generation and what they want to tell the older generation and also to themselves. So my first question is, what is the best advice that has ever been given to you by, it could be your mom, your dad, anyone in the older generation, whether it's a family or a family friend? For me, this is a hard one. I've been given the most amazing life-affirming advice, especially when I was younger, by the wonderful uncles and aunties and older cousins in my family. But the best advice my parents gave me was, it wasn't even advice. It was more like a statement or information for myself. And it was, we don't care who you're with or who you date, as long as you are happy. Which meant was, they didn't want to enforce an opinion on the sort of person that I should date, fall in love with, and have a family with. It was up to me. As long as that person respected and loved me, and I was happy with that person, that's all they cared about. Which was, for me and my conservative Jamaican Christian parents, you know, very reassuring, very nice. So, moving on to my next question, which I imagine would get some very interesting responses. What is the one thing you wish they had told you? Now, once again, going back to my parents and this very clear line, is that they didn't really talk much about their younger years, you know, the teenage years. I would love to sit down and my parents talk to me about the first crush or the first person they kissed. That would be great to know, and lovely to know, you know, just a bit of information that kind of tells me that my parents were human and teenagers and probably had the same kind of angst and anxieties I had when you had a crush on someone that may or may not. I'd probably think, from what I know of my dad now, that he'd probably go and talk to his crush. My mum, on the other hand, would probably tell him where to go. She's quite feisty, my mum, I will tell you that, but she's amazing. And the final question is, what message do you have for your younger self? I say this because I'm older, right? My message to my teenage self would be, ignore other people's opinions on your looks. And I say this because I think as a teenager, we all go through that awkward stage. And I never grew up feeling or thinking that my looks were a disadvantage. I never grew up feeling that I was ugly. And I didn't become ugly. until other people, other teenagers, told me I was ugly, or made it very clear that they just had an issue with my looks, and I really shouldn't be walking around so happy and smiling about it. I had afro hair and dark skin, and I wore glasses. How can you be happy? And I feel that affects me a little bit too much, and I let it affect me a little bit too much. But I'm a teenager, these things happen. But I'm grateful in some ways, because it reshaped the person that I am today, and I've regained my confidence in my looks. I have control over my looks, and yeah, I'm pretty happy with them. And I can wear contact lenses instead of glasses, but you know, I still wear glasses from time to time. But that is the aim of this podcast, and thank you so much for listening to my very first episode, and I hope to that you'll listen again. Have a good evening.